今天早晨是我们信息的聚会最末后的一堂。
This will be the last time we'll be gathered here in this auditorium.
我永远不能忘记多年前十八个弟兄他说的一句话。
I can never forget many years ago our brother John spoke a word.
他说圣经里头你常常看见。
In the scripture we often discover.
末了。
The end.
Finally. 最后。
Finally.
你常常看见。最后
Yeah, we come to the world finally
我们以为说最后就是最后了
We think finally is the end
但是这个字在原文的里面
The word finally in the original
乃是说把过去所有的一切都把它总结起来
As though all that's been taking place in the past summed them up
并且把它们抬到更前面的一阵去
and also move them ahead into another a higher phase
所以我们盼望这个最后神能这样的恩待我们
and we hope the Lord will do so with us this morning
我们这一次在主面前一同交通的
we've been meditating before the Lord
乃是神奥秘式的管家
about this matter of the mystery the stewardship of the mysteries of Christ
神把他自己的奥秘托付给我们
God has entrusted us his mystery
他在我们身上所要求的就是要我们忠心
All that he requires of us is that we be found faithful
我们如果要忠心与神所托付我们的
If we desire to be faithful to the Lord
当然我们必须要知道这些的奥秘事是什么事
We have to understand what are these mysteries
不但我们要知道
Not only to understand,
并且我们要进入
we also have to enter into it.
这样我们才能做忠心的管家
Therefore, we can become faithful stewards.
所以在过去这六天的中间
So in the past six days,
我们是在仰望神赐给我们智慧和启示的灵
We pray the Lord give the spirit of revelation and wisdom.
因为凭着我们自己的天然，我们没有办法知道神的奥秘
According to our natural ability we cannot understand God's mystery
我们需要神把他的圣灵赐给我们
We must ask God to give us the spirit
圣灵启示我们
The spirit reveal to us
把神心中的奥秘向我们打开
The spirit unfold all God's secrets to us
这样我们才能真正的认识神
Then we can understand God
同时我们也求神借着他的灵
We ask God to use His Holy Spirit
加强我们里面的人
Strengthen our inner man
叫我们里面的人能起来
That our inner man will rise up
能被基督的爱治理
Constrained by the love of Christ
好叫我们愿意跟随神所启示我们
That we desire to follow Him
任何的代价
Whatever cost
我们都不计算
We will not count
为着主的爱在里面激励我们
because of his love we will follow him
这样我们就要被神的爱所充满
then we'll be filled with his love
我们早晨在这里所交通的是基督的奥秘
this morning we will also meditate upon the mystery of Christ
我们看见我们要知道基督的奥秘我们必须从永世开始
if we desire to understand the mystery of Christ we have to begin with eternity
因为我们的主在永世里面就是自由拥有的
because in eternity past our Christ is the self-existent one
他是神的独生爱子
he is the only beloved of the Father
他是神的话语
he is God's word
他是神的目的
he is God's purpose
他是神的喜悦
he is God's delight
他是神的丰满
he is God's fullness
所以我们真是要看见这是我们的基督
We ought to see that all these are in Christ
他是这样一位大的基督
He is such a great Christ
叫我们在他的面前做一个敬拜的人
Therefore we have to be worshippers before him
我们也看见在创造里面基督的奥秘
We also see the Christ the mystery of Christ in his creation
他是那个造物的主
He is the creator of all things
万有都在他里面造的
All things were created in him
都是借着他造的
and by him
也都是为着他造
and they are all for him
所以我们这一般被造的人
and so all those of us who have been created by him
我们应当承认说我们都是他的仆人
so we have to acknowledge we are his servants
我们今天在地上
We live on this earth.
就是为着要服侍这位创造
者。We live in order to serve him.
我们要讨他的喜悦。
We want to please his heart.
我们要遵行他的旨意。
We do desire to do his will.
我们也看见在预言中基督的奥秘。
We also see the mystery of Christ through the prophecy.
我们的基督不是2000年前才开始的。
Our Christ did not begin 2000 years ago.
我们看见神在创造人类开始。
We know before the creation, creating man.
从创造人类一直到基督降生。
Before the creation until the coming of the Lord Jesus.
从创造一直到基督来。
From creation until the coming of Christ.
我们看见神借着众先知对我们说许多的预言。
God spoke to us through His prophets.
预言的中心是基督。
The center of prophecy is Christ.
预言的灵是为基督做见证。
The spirit of prophecy is for the testimony of Jesus.
他是那个女人的后裔。
He is the seed of the woman.
他要成他蛇的头。
And he will crush the head of the serpent.
他是亚伯拉罕的儿子。
He is the son of Abraham.
神所有的应许都在他的身上。
All the promises of God are centered upon him.
他是那一位神所爱的儿子。
He is the beloved of God.
因着他，万国都要得着福气。
Because of him, all nations of the earth were blessed.
他也是大卫的儿子。
He is the son of David.
他要坐在他父亲大卫的位上。
He will sit upon the throne of David.
他的国权是直到永远。
His kingdom is without end.
我们看见我们这一位的主。
When we see this Christ,
他一面是那一颗天上的星。
He is the morning star.
他又是那一位王。
He is also the scepter.
他是属天的。
He belongs to heaven.
他也是这掌王权的主。
He is the one who rules the universe.
我们看见他是神所赐给人的一个儿子。
We know that he is the one who God has given to us.
虽然他生下来是一个婴孩。
Even though he was born as a babe.
但是他是神所赐的儿子。
But he is the sign given to us.
政权都在他的肩膀上。
Government's upon his shoulder.
他的名字叫做奇妙。
His name is called Wonderful.
测试。
Counselor,
全能的神
the Almighty God,
永在的父
the Eternal Father,
和平的君
and the Prince of Peace.
这些都是在预言里面我们看见基督的奥秘
Through all these prophecies, we see the mystery of Christ.
这样叫我们不能不相信他
Therefore, we cannot help but believe him.
我们今天做信徒
We believers,
从开始一直到末了就是相信
From the beginning to the end is a love of faith
我们不是在这里过感觉的生活
We are not here to rely on our feelings
我们不是凭着眼见来生活
We do not rely on our sight
我们是凭着信心来生活
We live by faith
因为人如果没有信不能得神的喜悦
Because without faith we cannot please God
如果我们来到神的面前
When we come to God
我们必须相信神是
We believe, we must believe he is.
并且他要赏赐一切寻求他的。
And he's the reward of those who seek him.
我们感谢赞美主。
Praise and thank God.
他不但是预言中的基督。
He is not only the Christ of the prophecy.
我们看见他也是在肉体里面的基督。
He's also the Christ that's in the flesh.
在2000年前道成了肉身。
2000 years ago, he came to Him in the form of flesh.
他住在人的中间。
And he dwells among us.
充充满满有恩典有真理。
Full of grace and truth.
我们也见过他的荣光。
We have seen his glory.
真是父独生子的荣光。
As the glory of the only begotten of the Father.
我们感谢赞美主，因为主在地上的缘故。
Because the Lord is on this earth.
他把父向我们启示。
He revealed his Father to us.
叫我们知道我们所信的神是怎样的一位神。
So we know what our God is like.
他也把神所要的人启示给我们。
He also has given us the man that God is after.
叫我们看见说神当初创造人的心意是怎么样。
So we can see what God's original intention for man.
叫我们联合与他成为那个新人。
And so we can be united to him as that new creation.
我们的主在地上一生就是遵行神的旨意。
Our life, the life of Lord Jesus on this earth, he fulfilled the will of God.
神的旨意要他上十字架。
God's will want him to be on the cross.
所以我们的主在十字架上做了我们的代替。
And so on the cross, he became our sacrifice.
他的死就是我们的死。
His death is our death.
叫我们脱离了旧帐。
That we can be delivered from the old creation.
他的埋葬就是我们的埋葬。
His burial is our burial.
叫我们不再看见我们自己。
So that we will not see ourselves any longer.
他的复活也就是我们的复活。
His resurrection is our resurrection.
我们今天活着的不在于是我们。
Therefore, today we live is not I.
那是他在我们里面活着。
It's Christ who lives in us.
我们也看见我们的主升天了。
We also see our Christ ascended.
他今天坐在神的右边。
Today he's seated at the right hand of the Father.
神已经立他为主为基督了。
God has made him both Lord and Christ.
等候众仇敌做他的脚凳。
Until he put his enemies under his foot.
等候万有都伏在他的脚下。
Until the whole creation was subdued under his feet.
并且他在父的右边做我们的大祭司。
And today he is at the right hand of the Father as our high priest.
他永远活着。
He lives forever,
替我们祷告
and he intercedes for us.
我们靠着他进到神面前的人，他都能拯救到底。
Those who approach him, through him to the Father, he will save them to the uttermost.
我们感谢赞美主。
We praise God.
我们这一般被宝血救赎的人。
We those who have been purchased by the blood.
不但我们的罪赦免了。
Not only our sins been forgiven.
并且他叫我们做君王，做祭司。
But he also made us into kings and priests.
因为他是王,
because he is king.
所以他也叫我们做诸王。
And therefore he wants us to be king.
他的生命是王的生命。
His life is a kingly life.
现在这个做王的生命在我们每一个人的里面。
That kingly life is in all of us.
他要我们今天在地上就开始受训练做王。
And he desires on what we are on this earth, he will train us to be king.
他要我们在万事上都能做王。
He wants us to be king over all things.
万事不但不能把我们压制下来
all things will not get us under
并且我们能在万事的上面
we can rise above all things
万事都向我们效力
all things work together for our good
这一个就是神在那里训练我们
that is what God is educating us
并且今天在我们的身上
today in this body
我们要学习让我们的主在我们身上做主做王
we have to allow the Lord to be Lord and King in our lives
如果我们今天服他的权柄
If we obey his authority
有一天我们能替他执行权柄
And the day will come we will be able to execute his authority
并且他是我们的大祭司
He is our high priest
所以我们才能过基督徒的生活
Therefore we can live a Christian life
没有他做我们的大祭司没有一个人能过基督徒的生活
Without he being our high priest none of us can live a Christian life
是他的祷告保守了我们
It is prayer we are preserved
是他在父神右边的代求
Because he's interceding for us,
叫圣灵在我们里面就能工作。
The Holy Spirit works from within.
圣灵在我们里面要把我们变化。
The Holy Spirit is doing a transforming work in us.
只等到把我们磨成神儿子的形象。
Until we are conformed to His Son, the Lord Jesus.
所以今天主在天上的指示。
So the ministry of the Lord Jesus in heaven.
就是要把我们带到儿子的地位上去。
Is to bring us into the position of sonship.
叫我们都能做众子。
We can become sons.
这样他能率领众子进到荣耀的里面。
So he can bring many sons to glory.
我们今天早晨
This morning,
我们再要往前看
we will move further.
因为这是最后一次
This is the last meeting.
所以我只能把许多的东西都放在一起
so I have to put all these different things together.
我们要从主升天我们要从主再来一直看到基督在勇士里面的奥秘
We want to meditate on the second coming of Christ until the coming eternity.
我们知道在圣经的里面
We know in the scripture,
告诉我们说我们的主他还要再来。
We know he tells us the Lord wants to come back.
他到这个地上来一期有两次。
He comes to this world, will be in two times.
第一次是在两千年，差不多两千年前。
First time he came to the earth about 2,000 years ago.
第二次他还要来，还在将来。
He will come a second time. This time is still in the future.
我们知道在旧约的预言里头就预言这些的事。
We know these things have been prophesied in the Old Testament.
因为在旧约的预言的里面。
Because in the Old Testament prophecy,
那一些的先知他预言将来的这位弥赛亚。
They prophesied advertise the coming of Messiah.
嗯，他有的时候说这一个要来的弥赛亚是一个受苦的弥赛亚。
Sometimes they prophesy that this coming Messiah is a suffering Messiah.
嗯，有的时候他们在那里预言这个弥赛亚是一个得胜的弥赛亚。
And they prophesy sometimes the coming Messiah is a victorious Messiah.
有的时候他们说这个弥赛亚他要受苦直到极处。
And we also have prophecy about his agony to the extreme.
有的时候说这个弥赛亚，他的荣耀实在是荣耀。
And some we have seen the prophecy that this his glory is beyond description.
所以，在旧约里面的先知
，So in the prophets in all of the Old Testament,
他们被圣灵感动，在那里说这些的语言。
When they moved by the Spirit and they spoke this word,
他们自己也搞不清楚。
And they do not understand themselves.
他们不懂为什么这个弥赛亚一面是受苦，一面是荣耀。
I cannot understand why this Messiah on the one hand has to suffer and the other hand he is glorious.
所以，犹太人一直不明白。
And therefore the Jewish people, they are always confused.
当我们的主在世界上的时候
When the Lord was on this earth,
他们也不懂得这一件事。
They still do not understand.
所以你们记得有一次，他们问主说
And once they asked the Lord,
因为主说，他要离开这个世界。
The Lord said, I will leave the world.
所以他们对他说
And they ask him.
在我们的律法上说，基督是永存的。
And he said, in our scripture, Christ is forever.
你怎么说？你是要死呢
？And why you say you have to die?
那么究竟，这个你是谁呢
？And after all, who you are anyway?
他们实在不能懂得。
They did not understand.
所以他们在那里看旧约的时候
，And when they look at the Old Testament,
他们不明白。
They did not understand.
在他们的观念的里面
，In their conception,
也可以说是他们所喜欢的。
You can say what they think is what they like.
因为我们读圣经有的时候也是这样。
Sometimes we read a scripture that is our attitude.
我们把我们自己所喜欢的读到圣经里头去了。
We read ourselves into the scripture.
所以在他们的观念里面。
So in our thinking,
也可以说是犹太教的遗传。
That is a tradition of the Jewish people.
他们所相信的弥赛亚是一位荣耀得胜的弥赛亚。
They think the coming Messiah is a glorious Messiah.
他们不相信。这个弥赛亚还要受苦的。
They did not believe that Messiah had to suffer.
所以你记得在《使徒行传》第八章里面。
We notice in Acts 8,
有一个以天也发的太监。
There's a eunuch from Ethiopia.
他到耶路撒冷来礼拜。
He came to Jerusalem to worship.
他回去的时候。
And on his way, he was reading the book of Isaiah.
他在念以赛亚五十三章。
And he read Isaiah 53.
圣灵就对腓力说：“你去。”
And the Spirit told Philip to follow.
所以腓力就问他说你念的你明白吗
And Philip asked him, do you understand what you're reading?
他说没有人教导我我怎么能明白呢
said, No one teach me, how can I understand?
就请他一同坐在车上
And a eunuch invited him to get on the carriage.
他所念的以赛亚五十三章
And he was reading Isaiah 53.
他就问腓力说
He asked Philip,
这个先知所说的是指着他自己呢还是指着别人
Who's this man the prophet refers to? Is it himself or someone else?
你知道在犹太教里面的解说
Do you know in the explanation of the Jewish tradition
他们认为说以赛亚五十三章那一个人是指着以色列国说的
And they refer to the man that's spoken of in Isaiah 53 it refers to the nation as a whole
因为他们不相信弥赛亚这个人要受苦的
Because they did not believe that Christ, the Messiah had to suffer
但是感谢神
But praise God
腓力就正从以赛亚五十三章就把耶稣基督告诉这个太监
And so through Isaiah 53, Philip introduced Messiah to this eunuch.
他接受了主。
He believed Christ.
他受了洗。
And he was baptized.
欢欢喜喜地回到非洲去。
And he went back to Ethiopia rejoicing.
所以我们看见说主的来有两次。
And so we see the coming of the Lord is in two sequence.
但是虽然有两次。
There are two times.
但是在旧约的先知他们不清楚。
But it's not clear to the prophets in the Old Testament.
因为他们已经认为主就来了。
They thought he came.
他来了怎么有受苦又怎么有的荣耀。
How can he come and he was a suffering Christ and also a glorious Christ?
他没有看见这个中间有一个距离。
But they didn't see in between the two there is a gap.
因为中间是一个奥秘。
Because in between there is the mystery.
我们今天知道这个奥秘是什么。
Therefore, you know what this mystery is.
这个奥秘就是教会。
This mystery is the church.
因为教会是历史历代隐藏的奥秘。
Because church is that secret that's been hidden through the ages.
它是隐藏起来的。
Church is a hidden secret.
所以先知们他没有看见这个。
Therefore the prophets cannot see.
他不知道说在主第一次来与主第二次来中间是一个教会的奥秘。
They did not see that between the first coming of Christ and the second coming of Christ there is a period of mystery.
我们感谢赞美主。
Praise and thank God.
今天我们在神的面前是蒙了光照的人。
We have received light from the Lord.
关乎基督的再来
regarding the coming of Christ
这实在是一个奥秘
that itself is a mystery
我们知道主要来
we know he's coming
他告诉我们说他还要来
he told us that he will come back
那个是毫无问题的
there is no question about it
他第一次来怎样是事实
How his first coming was real.
他第二次再来也必定是事实。
His second coming is also just as real.
但是没有人知道他什么时候来。
Nobody knows when he is coming.
他自己告诉我们说
He told us.
世界上没有一个人知道他什么时候来。
There is no one who knows the time of his coming.
连比我们知识高一点的天使也不知道。
Even the angels who have high intelligence, they do not know.
只有父是知道。
Only Father knows.
换一句话说
In other words,
这个时间是在父的手里
The timing of his coming is in the hands of the Father
我们常常以为说
We often think
神在那里做事是有时间的
We think when God does things there is a timing
当然我们神做事是有时间的
Well in a way when he does things there is a timing
但是神的时间不是机械式的
His time is not
mechanical. 他的时间呢，不是机械化的。
Yeah, his time is not mechanized.
换一句话说，好像他是这样定规，实时的定规了。
As though something that is preset. That's right.
好像说，1920年这件事情就发生了。
As though 1200 years this thing will happen.
1930年那一件事要发生。
1300 years this thing will happen.
这是定规的。
That is set.
神的时间不是这样的。
God's time is not like that.
我们的神是活的神。
Because our God is living.
所以他的时间也是活的。
Therefore his timing is also living.
他是根据日子满足的时候时间就到了。
He is working accordingto the fullness of time.
等到那个情形是满足了
when the thing is full,
那么神的时间就到了
and the time comes.
所以没有人知道这是一个什么时候
so nobody knows the time.
那日子那事情没有人知道
so therefore the time and day nobody knows.
但是并不是因为没有人知道
Not because no one knows.
所以好像我们一点也没有一点预告。
As though we have no warning.
圣经里面给我们许许多多的预告。
The scripture has given us many signs and warnings.
他在那里告诉我们说，大概在哪一种的情形之下，我们的主就要回来。
And the Bible has indicated to us a certain situation he may come.
好像说挪亚的日子如何，人子降临的时候也如何。
As though in the days of Noah, and so will be in the day of the sons of God.
你们看见无花果反能长叶的时候。
And also the fig tree when it buds.
你们就知道夏天近了。
We know the summer is here.
你们看见这一些的事情来到的时候。
When you see all these signs,
你们就知道人子近了。
You know the Son of Man is nigh.
正在门口了。
And even at the door.
我们知道门口这两个字。
We know this word door.
乃是多数的。
And the it's plural doors.
这个我们东方人就占了便宜了。
In our Eastern culture, we have the advantage.
因为
in the Western world,
它只有一个大门。
They only have the front door.
你大门一开啊，就在房子里头了。
The front door it opens, and then you are at the house.
一开房间，一开那个门啊，恐怕就是客厅了。
And immediately the doors open, you are at the living room.
也许就是房间了。
Maybe the living room.
但是东方的风俗不是这样。
But in the Eastern culture, we have a different way.
东方的风俗，你就看见说，你要到一个人的家里头去。
You have to visit a person.
你要经过好几道的门
You have to enter through many doors
外面有一个大门
At the gate there is a huge door
有一个围墙一个大门
There's a wall and there's a gate
你从大门走进去是一个天井
And when you enter into the gate there's a courtyard
你从天井再进去又有第二道的门
And when you go through the courtyard there's another door
如果这一家是富裕的家
If this family is a wealthy family,
你要到他们住的地方要经过好几道的门。
If you want to go to his residence, you have to go through many doors.
所以我们的主说，你们看见这些的事情。
And so the Lord said, when you see all these signs,
你就知道人子正在门口了。
You know the Son of Man is at the door.
也许他正在大门口了。
And maybe he is at the front door.
但是还没有到嘞。
He's still not quite there.
还有几道的门了。
He still has a few more doors to go.
虽然只有几道的门。
Even though there'll be a few more doors to go.
但是我们知道那是再进不能进了。
But we know he is very close.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
在第一世纪的时候。
In the first century.
那些爱主的儿女，神的儿女。
Those who love the Lord.
都等候主耶稣在他们的时候就来到。
They're all waiting the Lord's return in their lifetime.
但是我们的主没有来。
But our Lord did not come.
他们睡了。
They slept.
到了第二世纪的时候
during the second century
一直到十九世纪
until 19th century
每一个世纪爱主的人都在那里等候主回来
every century those who love the Lord they were all waiting for his return
主可能在他们的时候回来
it's possible for the Lord to return during their lifetime
但是我们的主没有回来
but the Lord did not return
他们都睡了
and they slept
我们今天在二十世纪的时候
today we are in the 20th century
如果我们爱主的话
if we love the Lord
我们也在这里等候主回来
we will also beWaiting for his coming.
在我们活着的时候就回来。
While we are still alive, he will return.
我常常对弟兄姊妹说。
I often tell my brothers.
我们在这里不是等死。
We are not here waiting to die.
许多神的儿女在这里是等死。
Many God's people are waiting to die.
盼望死了就去见主了。
They think when they die, they go to heaven to see
the Lord. 但是我们不是等死。
But we are not waiting to die.
我们身后背提见我们的主。
We are waiting to be raptured to see the Lord's face.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
在每一个世纪。爱主的人都在那里等候主回来。
In every period, those who love the Lord, they are well waiting to be raptured.
难道他们错了吗？
You think they were wrong?
因为主没有回来。
Because the Lord did not return.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
他们没有错。
They were not wrong.
因为神的时间是活的。
Because God's timing is living.
如果在他们的时候满足了，主就来了。
If the fullness time comes in their lifetime, then the Lord will come.
但是弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
经过了二十世纪
After 20th century
到了我们今天
Until today
我想我们很清楚地看见
I think we can see very clearly
如果在第一世纪的时候人一直等候他回来
If the first century saints were waiting for him
那么到了我们今天
Now at our time
当然他的再来是比第一世纪更近了
No doubt his coming is much much closer than those first century
我们可以说我们的主是正在门口了。
We can almost say that our Lord Jesus is at the door.
好像他推了大门就要进来了。
As though he is pushing the door and he wants to come in.
我们怎么能打盹睡觉呢？
How can we go to sleep?
我们要精心等候他。
We have to be alert and be watchful.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
如果我们爱主的话。
If we love the Lord.
我们必定盼望他赶快回来。
We long for his coming.
因为今天我们在这个世界上。
Because we on this earth.
对世界来讲我们都是寡妇。
As far as the world's concerned, we are widows.
我们知道寡妇在地上受欺负。
We know the widows are oppressed by the world.
她在地上是没有依靠。
They have no, they have no trust in this world.
我们对于世界来说我们都是寡妇。
As far as the world's concerned, we are all widows.
但是对于我们的主来说
As far as the Lord's concerned,
我们都是童女。
We are all virgins.
我们已经许配了基督。
We already espoused to Christ.
一个贞洁的童女。
A pure virgin.
已经许配了一个男人。
Espoused to a husband.
你知道他的心是怎样的心情呢？
What kind of heart condition do you think is in her?
当然他的心一直在那里想念他所许配的人。
Her heart condition is always longing to be joined to her husband.
他在那里准备他自己为着那一天。
She's getting herself ready for that day.
她是天天盼望那个日子快快来到。
She's longing every day for that day to come soon.
如果我们爱主的话
If we love the Lord,
自然在我们里面有这样的盼望。
Inside of us, we'll have that deep longing.
我们的心已经到他那里去了。
Our heart's already been captured by him.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
我们的主快要回来了。
Our Lord is coming soon.
很可能在我们活着的时候
It's pity that while we're still alive,
很可能在我们活着的时候
it's possible in our lifetime,
我们就能与他面对
面 We will see his face.
所以我们应当精心等候
Therefore, we have to wait earnestly.
We
had to be prepare ourselves.
那么主耶稣的再来与教会有什么关系呢?
What's the relationship between the second coming of Christ with the church?
我们知道
We know.
我们主第一次来的时候
We know during his first coming.
他是一个神的羔羊
He came as a lamb of God.
神的羔羊来洗去世人的罪孽
The lamb is to take away the sin of the world.
但是当他第二次来的时候
But when he comes second time.
他像犹大的狮子一样
He's come like the lion of Judah.
他要把审判带到这个地方
And he'll bring judgment to this world.
我们的主他第一次来
But now Lord comes to First came He came to save us.
当他第二次来的时候
When he comes second time,
与罪对我们来说与罪没有关系
As far as with us, with the church concerned, nothing to do with sin.
他是来接我们到他那里
He's come to receive us to himself.
所以我们的主耶稣他回来是要接我们到他那里
So when his second coming is to bring us to himself.
他好像我们弟兄一直在那里说的他是那个新郎
As our brother been speaking he is the bridegroom
教会是他的新妇
And church is the bride
当他第一次来到地上的时候
When he came the first time
他要寻找他的新妇
He was looking for a bride
但是这个新妇没有
But there was no bride for him
所以他必须在十字架上钉死
Therefore he has to die on the cross
从他的肋旁流出血和水来
AndThe blood and water flow from his side.
血是洗我们的罪
Blood to cleanse our sin.
水是赐给我们生命
Life, water to give us life.
圣灵就用他身上流出来的血水来造一个女人
And the spirit used the blood and water to form the bride.
就造了一个女人就成为他将来的新妇
And out of that he met a woman and that woman became his bride.
所以我们知道主第一次来就是为着我们的罪而死
So brothers and sisters, the first time the Lord came is for the sins of the world.
他是把他的生命赐给我们相信他的人。
And he gave his life to those who believe in him.
他在那里要建造他自己的教会。
And he wants to build his church.
他要这一个身体能长大成人。
And he wants this body to grow into maturity.
等到这个身体长大成人满有基督圣量的时候。
And when this body is mature for the stature of Christ.
他就要回来接这个新妇去。
And then he will return and receive her to himself.
所以我们知道有一天我们的主要来
We know the day that will come when
他要接我们到他那里去
And he will receive us to himself
你知道在英文里头有一个字
You know in the English Bible there is a word
不是在英文圣经里头、在英文里头有一个字
In English there's a word
这个字圣经里头没有的
This word is not to be found in the scripture
但是这个字在原文里头实在有这个意思
ButIn the original, it has this meaning.
那个字就是 rapture, 就是被提。
That word is rapture.
我们中文里头圣经里有这个字。
In Chinese, we have that word.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章我们就用这个字。
And First Thessalonica chapter 4, we have that word.
但是在英文圣经里头没有用这个字。
But in English Bible, we do not have that word.
你如果读英文圣经的话
You read English Bible.
他用的字就是一个接去 receive,、这个接这个字。
In English word is receiving up.
有的时候是 take, 拿去。
Sometimes it's be taken up.
但是这个字实在的意思就是 rapture.
But the real meaning of this taken or receiving is rapture.
就是被提的意思。
Means caught up.
比方说
For example,
在《使徒行传》第一章里面
In Acts 1,
我们知道我们的主耶稣在橄榄山上
When the Lord was on Mount Olive,
就被接去了
And he was being received up.
他被接去了
He was received up.
这个接去就是 rapture.
This receiving up is rapture.
比方说《约翰福音》第十四章
Gospel John 14.
主说我还要来接你们到我那里去。
And he said, I'll come and I'll receive you to myself.
这个是意思就是被提的意思。
This receiving is also a rapture.
比方说马太第二十四章。
Matthew 24.
主说他来的日子。
When he, the day of his coming
像什么样子呢
will be like what
他说有两个人
will be like two
在田里头种田
two in the field
取去一个
One is taken.
披西亚一个。
One remains.
两个女人在早晨在那里推磨。
Two maids on the mill.
取去一个，披西亚一个。
One is taken and one left.
两个人在床上睡觉。
Two slept on the bed.
取去一个，披西亚一个。
One's taken or one left.
这个取去也就是背弃的意思。
This word taken also means rupture.
因为这个字是有好的意思在里头。
Because this word has meaning, many meanings in it.
好的意思。
Has good meaning.
不是坏的意思。
Is not a bad meaning.
所以那个也是背弃的意思。
That also means rupture.
常常有弟兄姊妹问过这句话。
Sometimes brothers ask our brother.
他说，是不是还有许多的圣经的预言要应验？
Are there scriptures that are still waiting to be fulfilled?
然后我们的主就来了。
And then our Lord will come.
比方圣经里所说，那个第基督的要出现。
So we are asked about this matter of the Antichrist.
这一个罪恶之子要显现。
And the man of sin.
要出现
appear
要这些预言都应验了，主就来了。
We are waiting for all these things to fulfill and then he will come back.
那么我常常说这句话。
I always answer this.
我说如果是这样的话，
If that is the case,
你是等候的基督，不是等候基督了。
Then you are waiting for Antichrist, you are not waiting for theFor the real Christ.
所以我们要在这里看见。
So we have to see.
不错，有许多的预言要应验。
It's true, there are still prophecies that need to be fulfilled.
有许多的预言应验了，主才能来。
And there are many prophecies that are already prophesied the coming of Christ.
但是
，But
如果你允许我的话。
If you allow me,
如果你不同意不要紧。
If you will not agree, it's okay.
我不勉强你。
I will not force upon you.
但是如果你允许我的话。
But you will permit me.
让我在这里告诉你说。
Let me tell you something.
所有必须在主再来之前应验的预言都已经应验了。
Almost all the prophecies.
Not almost.Every
prophecies that require to be fulfilled before the coming of Christ are all fulfilled.
我们的主随时随刻都可以来。
Our Lord Jesus may come at any moment.
随时随刻他可以来接我们去。
Any moment he can come and receive us to himself.
不错，还有许多的预言要应验。
It's true, there are still prophecies that need to be fulfilled.
也是与主再来有关系的。
Also connected with his coming.
但是这些是那个再来起头之后的事情。
But immediately before his coming.
我想弟兄姊妹糊涂了。
I'm sure you are a little bit confused.
所以让我再解释一点。
So let me explain a little bit.
使徒行传第一章。
Acts 1.
我们的主升天了。
Our Lord ascended to heaven.
你记得那个两个穿白衣的人说什么话呢？
You know what those two clothes and white clothing told them?
他说加利利人啊。
It's men of Galilee.
你们为什么举目望天呢？
Why are you gazing up to heaven?
这一位被接去的耶稣
This Christ who's been receiving up
他怎样的去
How he is received
照样他要回来
And the same manner he will return
记得这句话吗
You remember that word? That's the verse
主怎么去的
How he went
从橄榄山上
From Mount Olive
他升到天上
He ascended
门徒都看见他上去了
and the disciples they all gaze at him
然后一朵云彩把他接去
and then a cloud came and received him up
云彩还是往上去
and the cloud still ascending
但是他们看不见
but did not see him
我们已经说过了
we mentioned before
我们知道主到了天上了
we know he is up there in heaven
因为五旬节圣灵降下来
because the spirit came down on the day of
Pentecost 这个就是证明
that is the evidence
那么我们的主去是什么去的呢
but how did our Lord Jesus go up to heaven
他的去分两段
he went to heaven in two stages
第一段是从橄榄山到空中
the first stage is from Mount Olive To the air.
是看得见的
That is visible.
第二段
Second stage.
是从云里一直到宝座
It's from the cloud to the throne.
是看不见的
That face is invisible.
所以他回来也是照样的回来
Therefore, in his return, he will come back in a similar manner.
主的再来
The coming of the Lord.
你知道这个字是 parousia.
And the origin is parousia.
Parousia 就是同在的意思。
Parousia means
同在。
同在 means presence.
所有懂得希腊文的人。
Those who know knows Greek.
都这样的说。
They all tell us.
他说这一个 parousia.
This word parousia.
是指做一段的时间说。
It refers to a period of time.
并不是指做一件事说。
It's not just one matter.
这一段的时间里头包括一些的事情。
It is,a period of time and it includes different things.
他是从他来一直到他继续在这里。
It's his return until he continues down here.
所以我们知道主的再来是一段的时间。
So we know the coming of the Lord is a period of time.
他要怎样的回来呢？
How would he come back?
他要从宝座来到空中。
He will come back from his throne into the air.
这是看不见的。
That face is invisible.
所以他说我来像贼一样。
Therefore, the scripture says, when I come, be like a thief.
贼来你看得见看不见呢？
When the thief comes, can you tell?
他有没有吹个号筒说我来了？
When he announced his coming,
就是在你想不到的时候他来了。
When you do not think of his coming, he came.
好像他知道什么时候是你不尽心的时候。
So he knew when you are not on the watch.
那么请问直来到你的家里。
When thief comes to your house,
他偷你什么东西呢？
What do you think he's looking for?
好像他知道你的宝贝藏在哪里。
He knows where your treasures are hiding.
他总是偷你的宝贝。
He always tries to take your treasure.
如果他来是偷你拉稀的话
If he comes just mere to take your gout,
我盼望他天天来
You want him to come every day
但是弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
贼是偷宝贝的
Thieves come to seek that which is
strength or value 我们的主就用这个做一个比喻
Therefore the Lord used that as illustration
他说当他来的时候
When he comes
像贼来一样
He will come like a thief
好像他来偷东西一样
As though he come to steal things
其实那个东西就是他的
That thing really belonged to him
但他偷什么呢
What is he stealing
他偷垃圾吗
Is he stealing garbage
他不偷垃圾
No
他偷宝贝
He is looking for treasure
所以圣经说取去一个撇下一个
So therefore the Bible says one was caught up one left behind
取去的是他认为宝贝的
The one that was caught up is that one is of value to him
撇下的他认为不配不够的
the one that's left behindis not is that's meet up to his requirements
你知道这两个人
those two
为什么用两个人呢
why two
因为二是一个见证的意思
because two the number two is a number of testimony
其实这两个人
but actually these two
就是代表我们主来的时候
it represents the coming of the Lord
主来的时候还活在地上的圣徒
those are still alive when the Lord comes
这两个人不是代表一个是圣徒一个是非基督徒
those who does not represent one is non-Christian one is Christian
这两个人是代表都是圣徒
those two represents all God's people
他们都是蒙恩得救的人
they all receive the grace of the Lord Jesus
当主来的时候
when the Lord comes
就有这两个人在哪里
there are two people there
就是代表我们还活着的所有的基督徒
those two represent all those saints that are still alive
为什么两个女人在推磨呢
Why are the two women on a meal?
因为这是早晨
Because in the morning
为什么两个人在田里种田呢
Why two out in the field?
因为这是白天
Because that is daytime
为什么两个人在睡觉呢
Why two sleep?
这是晚上
That is a night
并不是有六个人呢
It's not six people
只有两个人
Actually two
因为地球是圆的
Because the world is round
那么有的地方是早晨
So in some country it's early in the morning
有的地方已经是中午了
In some country it's noon
有的地方已经是晚上了
And in some country it's a night
因为地球是圆的
because the world is
所以实在说来
so strictly speaking
就是在同一个时候
it's at the same time
忽然我们的主来了
all of a sudden the Lord comes
他就取去一般人的人
and he took up a group of people
撇下一般人
and then a group of people left behind
都是神的儿女
they are all God's people
在外面看不见什么分别
externally they all look the same
有的人说主快要来了
Some people say the Lord is coming.
我不敢睡觉了。
I dare not to sleep.
如果我睡着了，主来了，我怎么办呢？
If I go to sleep and he comes, what can I do?
也有人说主要来了。
And some people say the Lord is coming.
不必种田了。
Do not have to work.
是有这样的基督徒啊。
There are people actually like that.
他们穿了白衣服到山上去等去了。
And they dressed in white robe and up in the mountain waiting for the coming of the Lord.
他说做事还有什么意思呢？
He said, why will you have to work?
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你要睡觉，放心睡好了。
You want to sleep, you can sleep in peace.
如果主要娶你的话，你睡着也会娶的。
If the Lord wants to If you are to be caught up when you sleep, he will take you up.
你做事还是照样去做。
You still go on to work.
你知道我们常常有这样的观念。
We have this conception.
哎呀，如果当主来的时候
，When the Lord comes,
我真跪在地上祷告。
Oh, I want to be found. I'm on my knees praying.
那么我就去了。
Then I'll be caught up.
如果主来的时候
，If the Lord comes,
我正在这里讲道呢。
I'm preaching for him.
那我一定就去了。
That will be for sure. I'll be caught up.
不一定。
Not necessary.
心是已经在主身上。
His heart's already been captured by the Lord.
他这个人已经脱离了地的。
He's already detached from the bondage of this world.
你知道，好像麦子一样。
As though a wheat.
麦熟的时候。
When the wheat is ripe.
它的根就是很松很松。
The roots become very loose.
你把它一拉就去了。
The moment you pluck, it comes right up.
但是可惜有的人。
But some people.
主要来提他提不起来。
When the Lord wants to pull them up, it's not possible.
因为被今生的思虑、钱财的迷惑。累住了他的心
Because the goods and the wealth of the world has pulled them back.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
主快要来了
The Lord is coming soon.
无论哪一个时候
Any moment,
忽然在全地球上面
Of all those in the world,
忽然有一批的人不见
All on a sudden, a group of people will disappear.
这个就是 Parousia 开始
That is the beginning of Parousia.
主再来开始了
The beginning of his coming.
这个就是圣经启示录十二章那个男孩子
That is what refers to in Revelation 12 the man child
当这个男孩子一生下来的时候
The moment the man child was born
就被提到宝座那里去
He was caught up to the throne
然后空中有战争
And there's warfare in the air
米迦勒带着天使与撒旦和他跟从的人打仗
And Michael and his angel will fight with the enemy
撒旦就摔到地上
And Satan will be cast down to the earth
为什么
Why?
因为这个空要弄清楚，让主从宝座来到空中。
Because the air needs to be clear before the Lord can return to this earth.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
我们的主要来接我们到他那里。
The Lord desires to receive us to Himself.
如果你是准备好的
，If you are prepared。
主就把你接去了
The Lord will take you up
如果你还没有准备好
If you are not prepared
好像这个麦子一样
As though the wheat
你看见一片的麦田
You see the field of wheat
太阳在哪里晒
The sun shine upon it
有一部分少数的麦子
There will be a small portion of the wheat
因为它受太阳的晒比较多一点
Because they receive more sunshine
它们就早一点干早一点熟
And they are ripened first
你知道农夫怎么做
You know what the farmers do
农夫就先来把这个割下来
They harvest those ripened ones
这个叫做初熟的果子
That is called the first fruit
按照旧约的律法
According to the law of the
Testament 初熟的果子要带到圣殿里头去献给神
The first fruit are to be offered to God in the temple
其他的麦子还没有熟
The rest of the wheat that's still not quite ripened
它需要被太阳来晒它
They still need the sunshine to shine upon them
只等到它都熟了
Until they're all ripened
然后就收割了 harvest
And then will be the entire harvest
如果有初熟的果子
If there is first fruit,
就保证有收获
There is a guarantee of a big harvest
如果没有初熟的果子
If there is no first fruit,
那么这一块麦地就不会结果子
And there will be no fruit at all to be gathered
亲爱的弟兄姊妹今天教会在神面前也是一样
The condition of the church before God is the same
本来神是要他整个的教会都成熟的
God's original desire is for the entire church to be ready and ripened.
他是哪一粒麦子
He is that one grain of wheat.
落在地里死了
He fell into the ground.
就结出许多的籽粒
And from that he bear much fruit.
我们所有属于主的人都是麦子
So we those who belong to the Lord, we are all grains of wheat.
他要我们都能成熟
He wants us to be ripened.
能接到他那里去
Therefore he can receive to himself.
但是弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
可惜有许多神的儿女
Many of God's people
他不肯接受神的教育
They did not want to receive God's discipline
他们不肯接受圣灵的管制
They do not desire to be put themselves under the control of the Holy Spirit
他们贪爱这个世界
They love the present world
他们贪图世界上的一切
They desire the things of this world
他们不愿意舍己背十字架
They desire not to deny themselves and take up the cross
所以基督在他们里面不能成行
Therefore Christ Christ cannot be fully formed in them.
好像我们弟兄说的，他们还是小 baby.
As though our brothers shared, they were just like babies.
这样的人怎么能被提取？
How that kind of people, how can they be caught up?
这样能做他的心腹？
How can they become his bride?
但是那一些准备好的人，
But those who prepare,
像初熟的果子一样，
Like the first fruit,
他们说献给神，
They'll be offered to God.
心要与主联合，
They'll be joined to him.
要主与主一同做王一千年。
They'll be kings with him for 1,000 years.
其他的人还要给太阳来晒。
But the others still have to be
scorched
by the sun.
直到他
until they are ripened.
你知道吗？
Do you know?
当那个男孩子被提之后，
When that man child was caught up,
撒旦就摔到地上来了。
Satan was cast down to the earth.
地上有三二一的罪恶。
And that is the last
三二一的罪恶。
There's a trinity of sin or wickedness.
我们的神是三而一的神。
Our God is a triune God.
他是三而一的善。
He is the
trinity of good.
Trinity of good.
但是撒旦是 trinity of bad, of wickedness.
Okay, so
the 三而一。
Satan is trinity of wickedness.
我们有撒旦。
We have Satan.
那条龙。
The dragon.
我们有敌基督。
We have the antichrist.
那个手。
And the serpent,
the beast.
The beast.
我们有那个假先知。
We have the false prophet.
另外一个手。
Another serpent.
Another beast.
Another beast.
你在这里看见这个三而一的恶都在地上。
We see all these three and one wickedness were all cast down.
你想想看，这个时候地上是什么情形
？You can imagine what the condition that will be on this earth.
这个不是大灾难，是什么灾难
？If that is not a great tribulation, what would that be?
但是你看撒旦，他要来吞出那个妇人。
So therefore, Satan wants to swallow up that man child.
他妇人。
The woman.
他不能吞吃这个妇人。
He cannot overcome the woman.
所以他就要去逼迫这个妇人其他的儿女。
So he will persecute the rest of her offspring.
他有一个男孩子已经被提取了。
Because she had a man child that was already caught.
但是他还有其他的儿女。
She has other offspring.
其他的儿女是谁呢
？Other offspring.
就是那些有耶稣基督见证的人。
Those who bear the testimony of Jesus.
和有神的话的人。
And those who have the word of God.
那就是指着基督徒和敬畏神的犹太人。
And those who refer to those who believers and who fear the Lord, the Jew.
那个时候在地上要受极大的痛苦。
At that moment, the earth will suffer great tribulation.
因为你如果不打那个手的印，
if you will not take the seal,
手的印 beast,
the seal of the beast,
你不能买卖。
You cannot buy and sell.
你没有东西吃。
You have nothing to eat.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
and sisters,
为什么神允许这样的事情呢
？Why would God allow such a thing?
他是要其他的人都成熟。
Because He wants the rest of His people to be mature.
神实在是爱我们。
Because He loves.
他要我们成熟。
He wants us to be mature.
他要我们成为基督的信徒。
He wants us to be the bride of His Son.
所以我们知道我们的主要来。
We know our Lord is coming.
他要接我们到他。
He will receive us to himself.
他接我们去的时候，
when he receives us to himself,
基督道从宝座到空中了。
Christ will descend from the throne to the air.
所以在帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章这样说。
So First Thessalonians chapter 4 tells us.
他说号筒吹响的时候，
when the trumpet sound.
一切在主里睡了的人都要复活。
All those who sit in the Lord, they will be quickened and alive.
活着还留在地上的人。
And those who are still alive in the flesh, remains. Those who are alive and remain.
他们要变化。
They will be transformed.
都要被提到空中与主相。
And they be caught into the air to meet the Lord.
那个时候，所有神的儿女都在空中与主相。
At that moment, all God's children will meet Him in the air.
在那里做什么？
What do they do there?
圣经说，
The Bible tells us,
我们都要站在基督的台前。
We will all stand before the judgment seat of Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
感谢赞美主。
Praise and thank God.
我们这一班蒙拯救的人，
We those who receive the grace of the Lord Jesus.
我们不再受白色宝座的大审判。
We do not need to stand before the judgment seat of white throne.
No, 我们不再受白色宝座的打。
We do not stand before the great white throne.
我们不在那个白色宝座的面前受审判。
We will not be judged by the great white throne.
因为 那个审判是个政治的审判。
Because that judgment is a political judgment.
就审判你永生或者永死。
That judgment will be judged whether eternal life or eternal death.
但是我们的主在十字架上已经替我们受了审判。
But on the cross, the Lord Jesus has died for us.
所以今天相信主的人，就已经出死入生了。
Therefore, those who in the Lord, we have been delivered from death into life.
我们已经不再受审判了。
So we don't need to be judged.
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters,
这并不是说我们基督徒就不受审判
That doesn't mean we will not be judged
我们基督徒也要受审判
We Christians also need to be judged
但是这个审判是家庭的审判
But this judgment is a judgment of the family
因为有一天我们都要站在基督的台前
Because the day will come we will all stand before the judgment seat of Christ
这个台子在原文里头是 Bima
This throne, this judgment in the origin is Bima
在从前的时候
in the old,
那些东方的国家
in the eastern country,
是大家庭
we have large family.
所以他们过了一个时候有需要的时候
well, after a period of time when there's a need,
他们要开家庭会议
and they will come to have a family meeting.
那么家长就坐在这个有一个厅啊
And so the head of the family will sit in
the hall.
There's a hall.
在那个厅的一头有一块地板呢，是稍微高一点的。
So in the middle of that, and somewhere in that room, there is a place slightly elevated.
这一个高一点的地方就叫 Bima.
This elevated place called Bima.
那么家长就坐在那个上面。
And the head of the household sits on that place. In that place.
所有家里的人都聚集在他的面前。
And the rest of the family gather around him.
不是家里的人不能参加。
If you're not in a family, you cannot come to this meeting.
如果在家里有什么人儿女做了荣耀主政的事情
If anyone in the family has done something good and reputable,
那么家长就当众在那里称赞
And then the head of the household will openly praise that person,
并且要奖赏他
And he will be rewarded.
如果家庭里头有什么儿女做了败家名的事情
If anyone in the family that has done something that has disgraced the reputation of the family,
他就要当众来指责他
And he will be rebuked and reprimanded.
甚至于要刑罚他
and he will be punished.
但是这个刑罚不是永死
But this judgment is not eternal death.
这个不过是家庭的管教
But this is a family discipline.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
我们都神家中的儿女
We are of the household of God.
你想神不管教我们吗
You think he will not discipline us?
如果今天不受他管
if we are not being disciplined
到了基督台前还得受管教呢
at the front of his judgment seat we still have to receive his discipline
所以像我们说你是被抓住了
brother and sister just like our brother said you are caught
现在来不及了
it's too late
退不出去了
you had there's no way out
神的手已经在你身上了
God's hands is already upon you
他永远不会放松
He will never let it go
所以罗马第八章这样说
So Romans 8 tells us
神所预先知道的人
Those who he predestined
他就预先定下
He determined
磨成他儿子的形象
as he conformed to the image of his son
他预先就知道的
those who he foreknew
他就召他们来
and he called
他所召来的人
those he called
称他们为义
he justified
他所称为义的人
and those he justified
叫他们得荣耀
and he glorified
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters
神如果召了你
if God has called you
他一定要你进荣耀
he wants you to enter his glory
神不放松
God will not let you go
感谢赞美主
Praise and thank God
所以在基督的台前
So in the judgment seat of Christ
有的神的儿女要被称赞的这种赏赐
Some will be praised and some will receive reward
那个就圣经所说的基督做王一千年
That is what the Bible referred to be with Christ for a thousand years as kings
这就是保罗所说的
That's what Paul refers to
有公义的冠冕为我存留
There will be a righteous crown waiting for me
不但为着我
Not just for me
也为着一切爱慕主先贤的人
It's also for those who loved him
这个就是圣经所说的宝座
That is what the Bible refers to the throne
你们要与我一同坐在宝座上
You will sit with me on my throne
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
但是有的神的儿女
But some of God's people
恐怕要受责备
They may have to be rebuked by the Lord
好像圣经所说的
As the Bible says
要丢在黑暗的里面
You'll be cast out into the outer darkness
他在那里要咬牙切齿
They'll be gnashing your teeth
就是痛悔的意思
It's a repentant spirit.
为什么我贪爱几十年
why I've wasted all these years.
几十年我贪爱地上的东西。
Why all those years I love the world?
我失去了一千年的荣耀。
I missed 100 years of glory.
他在那里要痛悔。
They'll be there in a repentant
condition. 亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
我们的主要来。
Our Lord is coming soon.
要来接他的教会。
He wants to receive the church to himself.
我们没有时间讲他来与犹太人的关系。
We have no time to talk about his coming with the in relation to the nation Israel.
犹太人当初弃绝我们的主。
The Jew rejected the Lord.
因为他们认为我们的主不够正直。
Because they thought of Christ was not.
他们盼望的弥赛亚要来救他们脱离罗马的辖制。
They expect their Messiah to deliver them from the oppression of the Roman Empire.
叫他们成为世界第一个国家。
And so will restore them as the first among the nations.
他们不知道。
They failed to understand.
如果他们属灵的光景配不上的话。
If their spiritual condition is not quite there.
神不能给他们享受那个地上的荣耀。
God cannot allow them to enjoy their earthly glory.
所以我们的主来就是要来拯救我们。
So when the Lord comes, He wants to save us.
犹太人因为不信的缘故。
The Jew, because of their unbelief.
他们暂时被神放在一边。
They were put aside temporarily by the Lord.
并不是说犹太人中间没有被主拣选的人。
That doesn't mean in the midst of the Jewish people there were those, there were none of those who really believed the Lord.
保罗说我就是中间的一个。
Paul said, I was one of them.
不过就做那个国家来说。
But as nation as a whole.
因为他们弃绝了主
Because they rejected the Messiah.
神就把他们放在一边
So he put them aside.
我们的主在地上
When the Lord was on this earth,
他是周周棵一棵无花果树
He is that fig tree.
他 curse, 他周主
He cursed a fig tree.
为什么
Why?
因为这个无花果树是代表犹太国
Because that fig tree represents the nation Israel.
主在他身上花了三年的工作。
The Lord worked on them for 3.5 years.
盼望他结果。
He expect fruit.
但是只有叶子没有果子。
But he found only leaves but not fruit.
实在说来。
Strictly speaking.
他们还没有弃绝主之前。
Before they rejected Christ.
神已经弃绝他们。
God already rejected them.
主咒诅这棵无花果树。
The Lord cursed that fig tree.
无花果树从根就枯干了。
It withered from root.To all the leaders.
但是感谢主。
But thanks and praise God.
连下去。
Later on.
我们主说。
The Lord said.
你们看看无花果翻能长叶的时候。
When you see the fig tree bud.
你们知道夏天近了。
You know summer's here.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这棵无花果已经翻能长叶了。
This fig tree has already budded.
经过差不多2000年的光景。
After 2000 years.
1948年。
In 1948.
以色列国复国了。
Israel became a nation.
不过他们这个复国还是一个政治的复国。
The restoration of the nation is only political.
还没有回到主那里去。
They have not returned to the Lord yet.
但是神是信实。
But God is faithful.
神是守约的神。
God is a
covenant keeping God.
He is a covenant keeping God.
有一天
A day will come.
当主回来的时候
When the Lord returns,
全以色列的人都要蒙恩
The nation Israel will obtain mercy.
在千年国度的时候
And the kingdom,
他们要作为地上第一个国家
They will be the first among the nations.
他们要成为一个祭司的国度
They will be a kingdom of priests.
他们要出去教训全世界上的人
And they will be those, they will be the ones to teach the nations.
因为神的旨意不能改变
Because God's purpose for Jewish people cannot be changed.
主耶稣再来对这个世界有什么关系
What's the connection between the Lord's coming regard to this world?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
我们主第一次来的时候
The Lord's first coming,
他做属灵救赎的工作
He came to do a spiritual work and that is redemption.
虽然他也医病
He healed.
虽然他也叫人得病吃饱
And he fed the people.
但是他到地上来不是做社会工作
But when he first came, he was not just merely to do social work.
他不是要来改良这个世界
And he's not here to reform the society.
罗马国在那个时候是征服了犹太人
But at that moment, the Roman Empire ruled Israel.
但是我们的主并不推翻罗马国
Our Lord did not overthrow the Roman Empire.
他反而说该杀的东西要归给该杀
He said that belongs to Caesar, belongs to Caesar.
神的东西要归给神
The things of God belong to God.
我们的主第一次来他不搞政治
His first coming he did not deal with political issues
他第一次来也不搞社会
First coming he did not deal with social issues
虽然他也做一点好的事情
Even though he done some good
但是这并不是说
But that does not mean
我们的主对这个世界的政治社会就不管了
As though he had no interest as for the political and social condition of this world
当他第二次来的时候
When he comes second time
他要解决世界上一切政治和社会的问题
He will settle all the political and social issues of this present world
他要审判立国
He will judge the nations
他要建立他的国在这个地上
He will establish his kingdom upon this earth
公义要治理全地
Righteousness will rule the world
那个时候绵羊和狮子可以一同吃草
At that time a lamb and lion will grace together
在神的圣山的偏地没有伤害人的事情
in the mountains there will be no
nothing that hurts
nothing that hurts
因为认识耶和华的知识要充满全地好像水充满洋海一样
because the knowledge of Jehovah will cover the earth like water covers like the water cover the sea
那个时候人要把那个刀就打成犁头
and at that moment people will make the sword into a plowshare
他们要把枪啊就变成犁刀
and all the weapons will make into shekels
人不再学征战的事情
Man will not learn warfare.
因为和平的君已经来到这个世界。
Because the Prince of Peace has finally come to this world.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这个就是千年的国度。
Brothers and sisters, that is the thousand years.
这个就是圣经所说的那个来世。
That is what the old Bible refers to as the age to come.
就是来世。
That is the age to come.
今天是今世。
This is the present age.
今世有一天要结束的。
This present age will come to an end.
到主来的时候，他要结束这个今世。
When he comes at them, he will conclude this present.
他要带进来世。
And he will bring the coming age.
来世就是一千年。
The coming age is thousand years.
在地上是弥赛亚的国度。
The whole world will be his kingdom.
在天上就圣经所说的天国。
And the above will be the kingdoms of heaven.
那一些在基督里得胜的人。
Those who overcomers in Christ
他们要与基督一同掌权一千年
they will rule with Christ for a thousand years
但是地上的人
but those on the earth
还在他最好的环境里头
they have the best environment
今天许多人说我们犯罪因为环境不好
many people say we sin because we have bad environment
神给人最好的环境
God will give man best environment
这个就是哲学家所梦想的乌托邦
and that is what sociologists dream of the utopia
但是人的心还没有改变
God's man's heart still unchanged
主要用铁杖来管理他
God had to rule them with iron rod
意思就是说
It means
人一背叛刑罚马上就来了
Once you rebel there'll be judgment
今天我们人犯罪审判不立刻临到我们
Today we sin we do not receive immediate judgment
因为今天是神恩典宽容的日子
Because this period is a period of grace
但是到了千年国度的时候
But in the kingdom
人一犯罪审判马上就来
了 The moment you sin judgment will fall
他要用铁杖来管理
Because he ruled the nation with an iron rod
但是人的心还不变
But man's heart still unchanged
所以启示录二十章告诉我们
And so Revelation 20
一千年过去的时候
After a thousand years,
神要把撒旦从无底坑里再放出来
and release Satan from the bottomless pit
他还要诱惑许多的人起来背叛
and he will entice many to rebel against God
那个时候神就把撒旦丢在无底坑里都叫流亡的河湖
at that moment God will throw Satan into the lake of fire
那个时候
at that moment
这个旧的天地要被火焚烧
This present world will be burned out.
白色的宝座要建立起来。
The great white throne will be established.
所有死了的人都要活过来。
The living and the dead, those who dead will be resurrected.
他们要站在白色宝座的面前。
And they will stand before the great white throne.
要按照那些的数卷来受审判。
They will be judged according to God's record.
这些的数卷就是每一个人的记录。
The books.The record is the record of everyone's life.
今天我们觉得这个 computer 实在可怕。
Today we know that computer is a wonderful, fearful machine.
因为我们每一个人详详细细的记录，不知道都已经藏在什么地方了。
All your personal file or records has been computerized.
我们的神也有一个 computer.
Our God also has a computer.
这个 computer 就是造在你里面的。
This comforter is within you.
你知道有件稀奇的事。
Do you know there's one thing that's very interesting?
穆迪先生这样说。
Moody,
他说有一次他掉在水里头。
Once he fell into the river,
沉下去。
He sunk.
他说沉下去的时候。
When he was at the bottom of the river,
他一生的事情忽然像一个凝魔一样在他面前给他看见。
Everything he had done in his life was shown before him.
这个 computer 就在我们这个里头。
So computer is within us.
神把它一开一清，统统出来。
So when God turns the switch, everything in your life is right there.
没有一件事漏掉的。
There will be nothing missing.
凡不在宝血底下的，统统显出来。
All those who are not washed by the blood of the Lamb will be there visibly.
就照着他所行的受报应。
And you'll be judged according to your deeds.
那就是硫磺的火湖。
That will be the lake of fire.
是第二次的死。
That is the second death.
就是普通所说的地狱。
That was referred to the hell.
但是感谢赞美主。
But praise and thank God.
神创造一个新天新地。
God created a new heaven and new earth.
永世就进来了。
And then he brought in eternity.
哦，在永世的里面。
In eternity.
什么是基督的奥秘呢？
What is the mystery of Christ?
我们看见有个圣城耶路撒冷降下。
We see the holy city, New Jerusalem, came down from heaven.
那个圣城耶路撒冷就是羔羊的金服。
That New Jerusalem is the bride of the Lamb.
那个圣城耶路撒冷，十二个根基是十二使徒的名字。
The foundation for New Jerusalem are the 12 apostles.
十二个门是十二个以色列支派的名字。
And the 12 doors are the 12 names of Israel.
那意思就是。
That really means
神在旧约的时候和在新约的时候。
That means in the Old Testament as well in the New Testament.
所有神所做的工作。
All the works of God.
现在都集合起来。
Now it's all gathered up.
变成羔羊的心腹。
They became the bride of the Lamb.
赐给他的儿子做永远的妻子。
Given to his son.To be his wife forever.
永远之子娶了一个永远的幸福。
The eternal
son,
son received an eternal bride.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
凡是神所做的，没有一点漏掉。
All that God has accomplished, nothing will be lost.
人所做的都没有份。
All our works will have no part in it.
但是神在古时所做的。
All that God had done in the past.
神在今我们这个时候所做的。
All that God will do in the days to come.
都要集合起来。
He will all gather them up.
要彰显基督的荣耀。
And they will manifest the glory of Christ.
那个幸福。
That bride.
是满有基督长成的圣量。
That bride is full of Christ, full of the stature of Christ.
因为神的荣耀从那个城里彰显出来。
Because the glory of God manifested through that city.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
感谢赞美神。
Praise and thank God.
今天神呼召我们。
God is calling us.
叫我们进入他儿子我主耶稣基督的交通的里面。
He has called us to enter into the fellowship of his son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
基督就做了我们的一切。
Christ becomes all in all to us.
我们也成了他永远的幸福。
And we become his eternal wife.
我们低头祷告。
We bow our heads.
Dear Heavenly Father, we cannot but bow.And worship.
Amen.
As we see thy beloved Son,
Lord Jesus.
We see thy heart.
Yes.
We praise and thank thee,
Lord.
That thou hast called us,
yes.
into the fellowship of thy Son, our Lord Jesus,
yes.
Christ. Oh, what a on high calling this
yes.
is. Yes.We do thank and praise thee that thou hast laid thy hands upon us.
Yes, Lord.
And we know that thou wilt not let us go.
Thank you.
But thou wilt have us for thy son.
Thank you.
We do praise and thank thee.
Thank you.
Our Father, thou art ever faithful.
Amen.
Thou who has called us, thou will complete it.
Amen.
So we just commit ourselves into thy hands.
Yes, Lord.
And we want thee to complete it.
Lord, do.
For thy own satisfaction.
Lord, do.
And glory.
Amen.
We ask in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.